Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw Countout, the pro wrestling countdown show right here, youtube.com/ Steven Larson, and anywhere fine podcasts are available. Be sure to smash that subscribe button. But this is Count Out, where we count things down. And given that the Universal title scene is sort of shaking out now,
yes.
On Raw it was announced there's going to be a fatal five-way at Extreme Rules to determine the number one contender for the Universal title. That spurred a lot of discussion on the Raw recap show as to how we think that's all going to shake out.
Yeah, and you know, obviously who is going to win that match and go on to face Brock Lesnar at Great Balls of Fire, but that got us to thinking about, granted, we know that the rumors seem to indicate that Roman Reigns will take on Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34 mm-hmm. for the Universal title mm-hmm. and beat Lesnar for that title. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, we got to thinking, with the recent developments in the Universal title scene, who are the 10 competitors that we would really like to see beat Lesnar for the Universal title at some point between now and, I guess, when he drops it at WrestleMania 34.
Right, exactly. Assuming he's going to keep it until WrestleMania.
Yes.
So this is like, who do we want to beat Lesnar at WrestleMania for this title?
Well, it could be in between.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. And then, so I wrote all these down. I got my notes here. Hopefully they didn't see it when I just flashed it up.
You spoiled there. The entire show.
Yeah, they're going to be freeze-framing it. I'm going to write down how likely each of these 10 names are
to win,
and will it ever happen? I mean, will they ever win the Universal or World title?
Oh, okay.
One of the World titles. So, and I'm going to write this down, and Steve. You always got to put your name at the top of your worksheet.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
That's where I put it. And then
you didn't put your last name.
I'm going to send this. I'm not going to do that. Here.
That's what I meant.
And I'm going to send this to a $10 and up patron.
Okay.
$10 and up patron. We're doing these notes giveaways to $10 and up patrons. Man, this YouTube revenue hit us bad. We got to figure out what we're going to do. I'm going to send a sock to somebody, man. I wore this sock today. Who wants a Steve sock?
That sounds like we're going to lose a patron if that happens.
We might lose.
Let's move on to the countdown.
Number
start with number 10.
Aleister Black. How likely is it going to happen? Zero.
Yeah, zero, but, you know.
How much do I want? I forgot to put that. How much do I want it to happen?
100.
How much want? All.
Okay.
All. I want Aleister Black. Now, this is not likely to happen. However, he did have a dominating main roster call-up debut against Kurt Hawkins
on
already.
On main event, yes.
On main event. So it wasn't really his debut
did
on
you,
main.
Apparently, he was backstage at Raw last night and tonight on SmackDown.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I read.
Man, they are. Is it possible they're not going to waste any time? Is
to
NXT,
push him to the main event, the show main event, not the actual main event.
Is NXT a formality for him? No, Titan just runs through it. Just hey, get to know you, WWE ring.
Just a little bit.
Just and then boom, you're in. You're
could
up.
Be.
You're all the way in. Whoa. Man, that'd be crazy. So, how likely is Aleister Black? How likely is this to happen?
Against Lesnar?
Yeah.
Zero.
At WrestleMania. Look, we're still 9 months away.
Almost a year.
Almost a year out from WrestleMania. You're saying it's 0% likely. Look, I mean, Roman Reigns going to be like 100% likely?
He'd be like 95.
So, everybody else.
I mean, he could get hurt.
Everybody else has to split.
The remaining 5%, yes.
Yeah, okay. Aleister Black. I'm going to say 1% likely Aleister Black
wow,
pulls us
only
off of WrestleMania.
4% for the other 8 people on this list.
Yeah, man.
So he's your favorite apart from Reigns.
Well, I'm not saying Reigns gets 95.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that yet. I mean, in reality, yeah. But
well, let's set these numbers aside and let's lay out our case for why Aleister Black would be an interesting quality choice to beat Lesnar for the Universal title. I think based on what we've seen, the limited samples we've seen so far in NXT, his packaging, impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
The way he's portraying his character, perfect.
He's a dominating figure.
With mystique.
Yes, with mystique.
And imagine Heyman and Lesnar trying to... I know they've had plenty of matches against Undertaker,
mm-hmm.
who also had mystique.
Yeah.
This is something different, though.
Yeah.
This is something different.
Yeah, no.
They haven't encountered before.
Right, absolutely. I think that, you know, given the fact that they're really emphasizing his striking, his kickboxing, all that kind of stuff, I think that, like, physically is a good matchup for Lesnar. I mean, I know he's a lot shorter than Lesnar, and he's not nearly the massive beast that Lesnar is, but you've seen how they've positioned Aleister Black against larger opponents like Keanu Reeves, where he'll give him the black mass spinning heel kick, and they'll drop like a sack of potatoes. So we've seen that. We've seen that, you know, if you take a look also at how Finn Balor made his main roster debut in terms of like a huge impact off the bat, you've said before that you feel like Aleister Black's career path in terms of navigating NXT heading to main could be Finn Balor-esque. But if you take out the NXT thing,
actually, I think I said it would be something like Shinsuke. And it was Adam Cole, I said, which should have Finn Balor.
Oh, that's right. Path. That's right. That's right. Okay. Still, if you take a look at how they've debuted Shinsuke, which yeah. I think they've kind of fumbled, to be honest with you, but I think it'll be back on track after Backlash. Aleister Black, I think he's a good matchup for Brock Lesnar. I think this could. I think it's a good possibility.
Yeah.
It's not a good possibility.
Not going to happen. What are the odds that Aleister Black is a Universal Champion at some point?
Oh, Universal or World? 100%.
Yeah, I think so too.
Absolutely. I mean, if this early indication is any...
Indication.
Early evidence is any indication, yeah, this is definitely going to happen. Will it happen against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania? There's still like almost a year to go, so I'll give it a 1% chance. Like you said, Roman Reigns could get injured. All sorts of things can happen. Finn Balor got injured during the Universal title match.
I understand all that.
Roman Reigns is a long way to go. Roman Reigns is not, he doesn't have like a risky style that he wrestles though.
Not really, no. Speaking of Roman Reigns, number nine.
Number nine, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
That's what you said, Roman Reigns. Speaking of Roman Reigns, how likely is this to happen?
95, I said.
79%.
So that leaves 20% for the rest of the
21%
list. 21%. No, 20, because you already counted.
Oh, Aleister Black has 1%.
Counted one for Aleister, and then 79 for Reigns. So 20% for the remaining eight people.
Yeah, that's fine. Roman Reigns, 79%. This is going to happen. There's always the odds that he's going to get injured. He will be Universal Champion at some point. He'll probably be World Champion again at some point. 100%. All that.
How many more WrestleMania is he going to main event? Because he's on three in a row now.
He's young.
Four.
A lot of them.
I mean, consecutively. Oh. This will be his fourth year in a row main eventing WrestleMania if he wins.
All of
them. If he beats Lesnar.
Every single one of them.
Let's lay out the case why Reigns should be the one to dethrone Brock Lesnar as Universal Champion.
Okay.
Because Vince wants it? Is that enough?
This is what I like. This is what I like about Roman Reigns. What if they saw the basic premise of Goldberg Lesnar and applied that over a long run with Roman Reigns, but you flipped it. So I like your idea. You mentioned this on the Raw recap. Roman Reigns wins at Extreme Rules, the five-way, the fatal five-way. He goes in to... See, and this is the thing also. They might be telegraphing it with Bray Wyatt's promo, where he said something like, I want to feed destiny to the beast and come out on top.
Mm.
What if Bray Wyatt somehow ushers... Like, what if the fatal five-way, because you even mentioned this, what if it ends up being... Bray versus Reigns as the last two men standing in that fatal five-way, Bray Wyatt lays down for him. He feeds, like he said in his promo, he feeds, what did he call him, the stick of destiny or something like that?
Spear of destiny.
The spear of destiny, who is Roman Reigns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He feeds him to the beast, like he said he's going to do. Roman Reigns goes into great balls of fire, injured, shoulders banged up, he's a mess. Brock Lesnar immediately pounces, just destroys him. Maybe that humiliation, which fans are so hungry to see, maybe that could turn the tide in getting them to see him as a sympathetic figure. And then you have him crawl back.
Here's the counter. I like that idea, but here's the counter I offer to it. Remember,
yeah, you like that idea. It was kind of your idea in the first place.
When at Payback, when Braun Strowman... like made him bleed internally.
Yeah.
That garnered zero sympathy from the crowd.
No, I thought about that, but...
They chanted, you deserve it.
No, I know. But there's a difference here. You know the difference is. The difference is the opponent. Brock Lesnar is a man everybody's scared of.
Yeah, but he still gets a good pop from the crowd.
Nobody's really... I mean, look, the difference is this. Everybody knows Brock Lesnar is... But here's the difference. Everybody knows Brock Lesnar is kind of booked in the same manner as Roman Reigns. You know, he's just pushed endlessly as this beast who can't be destroyed. Nobody's ever really thought that about Braun Strowman. Unless you're up against James Ellsworth, unless he's fighting James Ellsworth or six little tiny jobber guys, nobody really thinks about Braun Strowman. So it's more like, that was more kind of funny because it was just cartoonishly big Braun Strowman, who nobody really thinks is going to get over in the end. He's destroying Roman Reigns.
I'll offer this to you. Your scenario plays out, as you mentioned. After Lesnar beats Reigns in, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
10 suplexes, couple F5s,
mm-hmm.
beats him with ease.
Mm-hmm.
Out comes Bray Wyatt,
mm-hmm.
you know, drops a promo, picks him up, gives him a couple Sister Abigails.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you cap it off with mm-hmm. Bray doing it,
yeah.
that might start the process of making Reigns a more sympathetic character. Then you can put, you know, especially if the idea is to eventually do Roman and Bray. I know Bray is going to have something with Finn at some point. That's how you build that feud, if yeah. that's what they're going to do. Yeah. I don't know what's in the card. We don't know. Things will start to kind of like crystallize after Extreme Rules as mm-hmm. far as who's going to be feuding with who through the summer. But if the idea is with Strowman out, Bray and Reigns, that's a good way to kick it off,
mm-hmm.
potentially.
Yeah, I know. The people are kind of... Look, everybody wants to see Bray succeed.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, they always just pop. When they give him anything, they pop. But he's also the kind of guy, he can get people over. Like, mm-hmm. he got Randy over mm-hmm. again. I mean, he made Randy kind of interesting there for a second,
yeah.
you know. I mean, Randy's over with the casuals. People, he's a draw.
Yeah.
But to us, like, the people who are going to be chanting F you Roman after, you know, the Raw after Mania, you know, that's kind of who, because they, you know, they are the ones who kind of sometimes dictate tone with the crowd and
yeah.
whatnot. You get them on your side and you're golden.
Yes.
It's just that they haven't been able to do that with Roman. And I think you're right. I think, you know, put him in something with Bray and, you know, I mean, Roman needs to eat losses for people to start liking him.
I know. And that, which makes his win over Finn on Raw all the more confusing.
But I mean, the loss against Braun Strowman was so cartoonish. And like I said, it did come with people understanding that Roman is booked stronger than Braun.
Mm-hmm.
So Braun doing this just sort of like, oh, well, this is fun while it's lasting.
Well, also, what, 2 months prior, 3 months prior, Roman beat Braun.
Yeah, cleanly. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So how likely is this going to happen at WrestleMania 34? 79%. Will it ever happen? Yeah, 100%. It's definitely going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Number eight.
Eight.
Seth freaking Rollins.
He's my pick to win the five-way match Extreme Rules because I think he is the strongest competitor to face Lesnar, who would suffer the least damage by getting destroyed by him.
Yes, I agree with that, besides maybe Bray Wyatt, because he can't really suffer anymore. No, Seth Rollins, he's the guy. Look, when you're coming off, granted it was 2 years ago, when you're coming off a WWE world title run that was so lengthy, when you were the main eventer for that long, Seth Rollins seems like the dude who has the most job security of anybody there.
Oh, yeah. Especially now, he is deeply entrenched as top face on Raw.
Absolutely, yeah. And he goes over, you know, he goes the extra mile, I'll put it that way, calling the city's name that they're in, et cetera, et cetera. Like Dean, Dean kind of serves the same thing, but it's Seth these days.
Oh yeah.
Like Dean tries to be too crazy. It's definitely Seth in terms of like top face. And yeah, I agree. I think he can go in there, have a serviceable match with Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lesnar respects Seth. That's kind of important because you want a decent match. You want something else.
They've worked together in the past. They've been involved in three matches together, the main event at WrestleMania 31.
Let me ask you this, though. Given that when we saw Randy Orton return to face Brock Lesnar, he didn't really get much off. Would this be the same? Orton and Rollins are kind of on the same page in terms of their stature.
When Rollins and Lesnar had a title match, I think it was at Battleground,
mm-hmm.
During Rollins' title reign. I mean, Lesnar was destroying him until The Undertaker came in and interfered.
But would they do the same thing now that Rollins is like top face guy?
I would like to think not, but probably.
Yeah, they probably would.
Unless it would really take Rollins tapping into his architect gimmick and devising a strategy.
Given that we saw, I don't know if this is the Wrestling Observer or who, but there was sort of a rumor that in between Lesnar Reigns at WrestleMania, they were going to see Lesnar go through Rollins, Balor.
And Strowman.
And Strowman.
And maybe separately, also Jeff Hardy was a name brought up potentially for Lesnar to feud with. Yeah.
Is this going to be a case of Reigns is sort of the last man standing who can face off with Lesnar? Is that likely? Like, we're going to see all these programs. Nobody's going to be able to conquer the beast.
Yeah.
And Reigns is going to be the last man who...
Probably, if they want to...
How do they have their cake and eat it too, though? How do they do that while having Reigns beating everybody? Like, how can they put off Reigns being number one contender for so long?
Oh, I know.
Just silly programs with Bray Wyatt where it's all about, oh, man, fun games, man.
Let's say after Extreme Rules, Reigns doesn't win that match. You know, Strowman is going to face Lesnar by all indication at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
What is there for Reigns to do? Is it Miz?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would just be all that stuff. It'd be like Miz, Bray.
But that's pretty... Joe.
I mean, they would just have Reigns take on everybody in between now and then and just have, like, different paths in the road.
You know,
he just gets... If the road to WrestleMania is sort of starting now in terms of Reigns picking up that title win against Lesnar, then there's just a lot of detours that are by and large kind of meaningless. I mean, they're gonna be trying to use everybody to get Reigns over by WrestleMania.
Well, it's funny, they're gonna take the approach of getting Reigns over by having him beat everybody as opposed to developing an interesting story.
I know, that's the thing. I mean, is the thinking that they're totally fine with? Are they totally fine with the crowd reaction the way it is, and so they know that him beating everybody is going to satiate his fan base, and
while energizing probably the smart marks in the crowd to boo him more, maybe. I mean, I
don't know.
I posited that theory on the Raw recap that
the
reason he beat Balor was to get more heat because
get more Roman Reigns heat.
The crowd loves Balor. Anyways, let's circle back to Seth Rollins because I think the case could be made.
Hey, we keep on talking about Roman Reigns.
I know. The case could be made that Seth Rollins could, maybe should beat Brock Lesnar, given their history. But I guess also the case could be made that Lesnar still owes Rollins something after cashing in on him, Money in the Bank, having him beat at Battleground a couple years back, only for The Undertaker to interfere. I mean, for another reason, you can say there's unfinished business between the two of them.
Yeah, sure.
That can motivate a match very easily. Rollins has shown that he can carry the top belt on his brand.
We haven't seen a face champion Rollins yet.
Exactly. Yeah. And when motivated, give him a good story, Rollins is good.
Yeah.
For that 3-week period leading up to WrestleMania when Triple H was actively involved.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, more like a month. It was quality stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, 2 months because he was out 8 weeks after Joe hurt him.
Yeah.
That 2-month build right before Mania was by and large really good because he had he actually had a goal that was there that was attainable.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing also is that people would be, if we knew in advance, if Wrestling Observer or Sports Kita or whatever said, Vince is really high on Rollins Lesnar at Mania 34. Everybody would be all on board with that. Yeah. Everybody would love that because, like, oh, cool. They're going to have Rollins beat Lesnar. Rollins is a good wrestler who everybody really likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody would be on board with that. Kind of bizarre they're not doing that, to be honest with you. Well, I'm not sure why they wouldn't, make Rollins the heir apparent. Well, you know, like the next big face guy. Or
I don't know either.
The face of the company.
He's a great wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Great on the mic.
Super charismatic.
He seems like he's more than willing to go the extra mile, outside of the ring.
He
to
can
do
appearances all those media appearances.
Yeah. And he's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good doing the media stuff. I don't get it.
So how likely is it Seth Rollins is going to take the Universal title away from Brock Lesnar?
At some point this next year, between now and WrestleMania 34?
Yeah.
2%.
I'll agree with that. Will he ever get the Universal title back?
Yes. 100%.
That's 100%. Number 7.
2% seems high, but whatever.
Number 7.
7.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would this necessitate a face turn for Samoa Joe.
No, I think I would prefer if Lesnar exists above the face heel spectrum.
Well, that's true to a degree. He's a scary monster, though, which is kind of a heel
thing. I know,
but
people like to see him beat people up.
Yeah, but would anybody want to see him beat Samoa? Like Samoa, I want to see Samoa Joe beat up Lesnar. I want to see Samoa Joe be the one guy who can out-tough Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, but I think we both agree that heel Joe is best Joe.
But would anybody take... If Samoa Joe... If Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman came to the ring tomorrow and they started calling out whoever and Samoa Joe was the one to answer the challenge, you think anybody would want to boo? You think that's a heel thing?
No, because
it wouldn't work as a heel.
People like
Joe.
Samoa Joe's work.
Yeah.
But he's the best pure heel on Raw right now.
That isn't Alexa Bliss.
Okay. Sorry. In the men's division.
I kind of agree with that, but I also kind of think that he's not trying to be entertaining or anything.
No. But I think you're saying just based on circumstance, if the scenario is Lesnar comes out, more or less open challenge, Joe comes out, that's a face move on Joe's part. That's what you're more or less saying, right?
Yeah.
I can understand
that. I'm
not
saying he's going to pan into the crowd. He's not going to be calling out city names.
Face Joe is still Joe, and Joe's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just something really special, I feel like, about heel Joe.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing about heel Joe. It's kind of a bully, and it doesn't seem right for him to be bullying Brock Lesnar. You know what I mean?
It would be a different dynamic because
really weird dynamic. He comes up behind Brock. Could he even put Brock Lesnar in the Coquina clutch?
Oh yeah.
I don't know, man. Brock Lesnar is very wide.
I know.
He's super wide. So I would love to see this. I think this would be fantastic. This would be like one of my favorites on the list here for Samoa Joe to take that title off of Brock Lesnar. But I do think he would have to be a face, and there's no way they can risk that right now or anytime near in the future. But I would love to see it. I think it'd be great.
That would be spectacular.
I mean, I think here's the thing. I think this dynamic, I think Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar would be the in total, it would be above the heel face dynamic.
Yeah.
You would just be seeing two of the baddest dudes fighting, and that's totally fine. People would love to see that. They would be cheering the crap out of Samoa Joe, though, that's for sure.
Yeah,
because everybody wants somebody cool to beat the beast.
Oh, I know. I would assume people would understand why Brock has the belt.
Mm-hmm.
And why it might enhance the legitimacy of the Universal title. Excuse me, the prestige of it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think there's a lot of people that just would appreciate the fact of that belt. The top belt on Raw was on TV on a regular basis.
Those are definitely two sort of, debatable lines of thought. Like, is the Universal Championship more prestigious because you never see the guy who holds it?
It's defended rarely.
Yeah. I'm not huge on that.
Well, I would agree with that to a point if every time it was defended, it was a marquee matchup.
Yeah.
Huge matchup.
Yeah.
But if it's, I don't know, if it's Brock versus, honestly, Brock, we've seen Brock Reigns before. I don't consider that a marquee matchup anymore.
Yeah.
I know the WWE does, but I don't.
Yeah, no.
I can think of at least most of these other names on this list. I can think of at least three other names on this list, I think, that if they main evented WrestleMania,
mm-hmm.
would do just as well in terms of pop and box office as Reigns Lesnar.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Number six. Oh, well, hold on. We got to ask, how likely is Samoa Joe to take the Universal title off of Brock Lesnar?
1%.
0.5%.
Yeah, 0.5 is better. I just realized I have 5% to spread out amongst everybody else, and
exactly.
I already said 2% for Seth. So,
yeah, you gave Seth a lot. Will it ever happen? Will Samoa Joe ever capture the Universal title or the WWE title? Possibly after a draft or shakeup, I could see him maybe getting like one of them. Once, if Brock Lesnar rides off into the sunset after Mania 34 or whatever, if they just don't want him in the Universal title scene anymore, then his odds go up substantially.
Yeah.
Substantially.
Yeah, right now I'm going to say
80%.
I was going to say 75.
Wow, okay, we're very close. So 75, split the difference,
77.5%
chance. Okay, good. Number six.
Six.
Jeff Hardy. Now, Lottie might be, what are you talking about? Why Jeff Hardy? He's in a tag team called the
Hardy Boys. There was some stories going around the internets a few weeks ago about how Vince, even before the broken Matt Hardy thing became popular in TNA Impact, wanted to bring Jeff Hardy back to WWE for another main event run because he was super popular before his departure back in 2009.
Big time,
I want to say he was the next to John Cena, the top merch seller in the company.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still super over.
Oh, big time.
He's a tag team champion now with his brother.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But based on rumors that have been going around, it seems like Vince is still keen to give Jeff a main event push and was one of the names discussed to face Lesnar at some point this year to vie for the Universal title.
Yeah, I wrote Vince Keen.
Yes, Vince Keen on Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
So, especially, I know Jeff's talked about wanting to have one last main event run. He wanted to have it against The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Seems like The Undertaker's retired.
Yeah, who wants to see Jeff Hardy versus the immobile Undertaker? Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
So while there's a huge size discrepancy between Jeff and Brock, it would still make for an interesting matchup, and I would include this matchup, Jeff Hardy versus Brock Lesnar, the match I'd rather see over Lesnar Reigns, and I think it would pop box office just as much.
Marquee matchup, Jeff Hardy versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'll be honest with you. I would rather see... There's Roman Reigns fans out there in the world, man. I'd rather see any of these besides
I mean, I would rather see them. I'm thinking if you're going to have this match headline WrestleMania 34.
You really? You think Jeff Hardy versus Brock Lesnar? I would love it. I mean, sure if anybody
number
else
one,
that.
Number one, this list is top choice in that regard.
Oh,
100%. Top choice.
150%
yes.
Top. But getting back to number six.
Yeah.
Look, I would love to see that. What does anybody view that as a more marquee thing? I don't know. You know, the Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar thing still has that sort of, how are they going to pull this off? God, if they don't do it in the most boring manner fashion, then I'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Hardy, how likely is it to happen for him to take the belt off of Brock Lesnar?
0.1%.
Yeah. Just because there isn't really like a lower number than that besides 0.01 or 0.001. Like then you're just getting ridiculous.
Or zero.
0% happening. Let me ask you this. How likely do you think that this matchup is actually going to happen, though? Between now and Mania, do you think Jeff Hardy's going to be a single star and face Brock Lesnar?
I don't know.
There's a lot of talent right now, man.
I know.
There's a lot of talent right now.
What do you think the odds are that Jeff Hardy will pick up the Universal title before he retires?
Before he rides off into the sunset? There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent in NXT.
I'm going to say 50%.
A 50% chance, only because we've heard Vince wants it. Because, again, going back to Vince Keen.
He's keen on Jeff Hardy.
So you say 50. I'll be honest. I say 10.
Okay.
Add those, divide by 2, equals...
30%.
Okay. One lucky $10 nut.
It's going to get this mess here.
Yeah. I'll send him a sock. Okay. Number five. Bobby Roode.
I thought about Bobby and specifically his first matchup against Shinsuke Nakamura. And we are all thinking going into that match, like, how is Bobby going to counter the striking prowess of Shinsuke? And sure enough, he had a brilliant strategy, and the story of that played out during the match wonderfully. It was a great match, lots of fun. So Bobby, being the strategist, the tactician, having him have to square off against Lesnar and find a way to win would be an interesting story.
It'd be great, yeah. Bobby's interesting. There is a new... Yeah, I mean, it's not new. They are just... The genre of heel, if you will... Opportunistic heel kind of goes back to Edge. Not really a cowardly heel. Like Seth Rollins, they booked him as kind of too cowardly for my taste. He relied way too much on J&J Security.
Yes.
Bobby Roode is an opportunistic heel. He's smart. He takes advantage.
I wouldn't necessarily call him opportunistic. I'd call him tactical.
Yeah, tactical. That's good,
too. I mean, he picks his spots. I guess in that sense, he's opportunistic, but it's this seems to be part of a larger strategy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm speaking specifically about his feud with Shinsuke because, mm-hmm. you know, the way the story played itself out, it was Bobby going all the way back to Shinsuke's NXT debut was setting kind of like his strategy in motion.
Right.
Which I think really made the story of their first match fantastic.
You know, Bobby is one of them. Alexa Bliss is another one. They don't really book her weak. They book her as, like you said, tactical. And I like opportunistic because it's let me pick my spot and then, you know, take advantage of that particular spot. But, it, you know, whatever. It's the same thing. Bobby Roode would be a very interesting choice. I would love it. I think he's probably, in terms of likeliness, probably like least likely.
Pretty close.
I'd give him like a 0.001%.
I'd say
0.01. Add that, divide by 2 equals 0.05.
It's no.
Bigger than 0.05.
0.005%
chance.
Math is hard sometimes.
Do you think Bobby Roode's ever going to capture a world title?
Yeah.
Has to, right?
Yeah.
Man, he's huge.
Yeah, he is.
Glorious! Yeah.
I mean, he's a star. He's an absolute star.
He's a mega star.
He really is.
He's huge, man. That is going to be... Can you imagine...
Imagine his entrance main eventing WrestleMania.
Imagine when he wins the title at Mania for the first time, Mania 35, and the entire 100,000 people...
Singing Glorious
at the same time.
Magical.
I'm going to turn you, I'm going to say I'm miserable right now.
Probably.
Why did you get these damn field seats again?
I'll say this is the one...
Because it's going to be the lights going to be strobing me
and
in
I'll
the
be
face.
Like, this is one of the greatest moments in WrestleMania history and you're miserable?
I'm going to be throwing up.
Well,
because of those damn strobing lights.
All those move seats.
And then you're like brushing your teeth in front of me again.
I'll go to the usher and say, there's someone uncontrollably vomiting next to me. Can I have a new seat, please?
I don't know that.
I feel like this is like a public health issue now.
Bobby Roode. Okay, number five. Number four. Braun Strowman.
Pretty much everybody else on this list, with the exception of Aleister Black, is an established star
mm-hmm.
on the main roster. Braun is oh so close.
Yeah.
He's oh so close.
Yeah.
Beating the Beast mm-hmm. he'd leap to an entirely new level.
Yeah, for sure.
And the way they've been booking Braun has been, by and large, really well done.
Yeah.
He's walked away from a few too many fights for my taste.
Yeah,
but,
I agree.
But by and large, they booked him really well. Beating Lesnar would set him up for huge, huge things.
Yeah.
And I'd be completely on board with that.
Yeah. I think he's going to be like another Big Show.
But that's a 20-plus year career.
No, look, I know. I think he's going to be fantastic. I love Braun Strowman. And Big Show had his turn with the world title here and there. He did. But it's the funny thing about Braun Strowman is, like, the WWE always does it. So Brock Lesnar, I mean, he's a crossover star. Like,
yeah.
Everybody knows who he is. And the WWE loves legitimacy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like Mark Henry, for example, he was a tough guy. But they never really booked him as, like, the strongest dude. Like, he was the strongest dude out there. But they would never book him as strong as they really should have, I think, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like the same thing's going to happen to Braun Strowman. I don't know. I just get that feeling.
Well, I think an interesting litmus test would be to see how he's booked after his match with Lesnar at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Like, if he loses Lesnar at SummerSlam and just kind of falls back to the middle of the card, it's going to be underwhelming. But if he loses to Lesnar and then comes out next night at Raw and just destroys everything,
mm-hmm.
reestablishes himself as a force,
yeah,
you know, fueled now by anger mm-hmm. for not winning the title, that could kick things up another notch.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They don't quite know what to do with their giants.
I know.
You know, and that was the Big Show. And like you said, Big Show had a 20-year career. Anybody would be happy as can be. I mean, easily a first ballot Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like when you correct me on the ballots. There are no ballots
in
the WWE. It's Vince waking up. He's a first ballot because I woke up and I decided. Braun Strowman. How likely is this to happen, though?
Him beating Lesnar?
Because Braun Strowman needs... You're right. Here's the thing. Braun Strowman beats Lesnar, picks up the Universal title. Doesn't matter what happens ever in the rest of his career, he will always be there. He mm-hmm. will always be mm-hmm. one step away. He'll be like the Big Show, but a bit more legitimate.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yes.
It always makes me laugh, but maybe they just really like having the giants around, and they don't need to be champions because they're giants. I don't know. I don't know what the deal with that is.
I don't know either.
You know,
I'm gonna say 2%. That's how likely it is. He ties with Seth.
Does Braun Strowman tie with Seth? Yes, he does. I agree with that, actually. So 2 plus 2 divided by 2 equals 2. 2%.
2%.
All these holes in this thing. Is he ever going to get the Universal Championship?
Yeah. He's going to get a world title at some point.
But it's going to be
so long as he stays healthy.
Let me ask you this, though. How long do you think his reign's going to be?
Short.
Short. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. 100%. Number 3.
3.
Bray Wyatt, man. Oh, I was WWE champion for a couple of hours. It was great, man. And
yeah,
then I beat Randy Orton with the fridge.
They haven't really booked Bray Wyatt terribly well during the course of his WWE career. But
he can still hop into the main event scene and be kind of legitimate.
Yes.
At least among the non-Brock Lesnar types. You can be, and Bray Wyatt can believably beat anybody except for Brock Lesnar. But that being said, he's the master of mind games. So
at least, you know, like getting tight with the projectionist that projects images on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. That Sister Abigail's booked pretty.
It's booked ridiculously strong. Yeah. I mean, and if you want to kind of
beat Cena,
right the ship when it comes to Bray Wyatt's career in terms of really developing him to a true main event talent, having him beat Brock Lesnar would do that.
Do you know how hard people would pop?
Huge.
They would flip their lid if Bray Wyatt pinned Lesnar 1-2-3. They would flip their lid. Do you know the main reason why this will never happen? Because Brock Lesnar would never in a million years let this happen.
You don't think so?
No, not at all. I think he sees guys like Bray Wyatt in the same light as Dean Ambrose, in the exact same light. I will almost guarantee you that. I think he knows that guys like Roman Reigns, who has what I think, like, I think that Brock Lesnar probably has his people look at metrics too.
Could be.
I get that feeling also.
Could be.
I don't know. I just don't see it. I think it'd be fantastic. I think he, you know, the case could be made that he should be the one for the betterment of stories.
Yes.
And I, you know, he's definitely this high on the list in terms of who I want to see. But in terms of likeliness, he's there with,
I give him about 0.5%.
What did I give Jeff Hardy?
Like 0.01?
I gave Jeff Hardy 0.1. I gave Bobby Roode 0.01.
Oh, okay.
0.5%.
Yeah, 0.5%.
0.5%. I give him,
I'm going to be amazed if all my percentages add up to 5%.
I give him 0.4%. Oh, I stopped counting. I give him 0.4%.
So 0.45%.
Correct. Bray Wyatt ever going to be Universal Champion?
I'll say a 75% chance, yes. I would like to think yes. That would be a lock.
Well, let me ask you this. Is Bray Wyatt ever going to be IC champion?
No, I feel like mid-card belts
are
beneath
really?
Him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 75% chance, you say?
Yeah, I think it's world title or bust.
I think you're probably right. But then would you have said that about Dean Ambrose?
What?
IC title.
Yeah.
After he was world champion, he took a step down to IC champion. You don't see Bray. I kind of see them in the same ilk.
No.
Really?
No. Well,
wow. Both had underwhelming
primarily,
world title runs?
Primarily based on upside. I think Bray still has a lot of untapped potential, whereas Dean, we know what Dean is.
You think Bray has a lot of untapped? Here's my thing.
He's been more or less spinning his wheels.
I agree.
For 3 years.
Dude, I agree 100%. The question is, will the WWE ever let that potential out? And I think the odds of that are zero in the same respect that Dean Ambrose doesn't have more potential. He doesn't have more stuff that he can do. So I think in terms of, so here is Dean and Bray, okay?
Yeah.
So Dean.
I like your chart.
Dean.
He's tapped out.
All he has is this.
Maxed out.
All we've seen of Bray is this.
Yeah.
Bray has this.
I know.
The problem is right here is the ceiling called WWE.
Yeah.
So we're never going to see this.
Bray has to go to New Japan.
New Japan. A $10 patron is going to get this.
Try making sense of any of that.
It's brilliant. It's great. Okay. Number two.
Two.
Finn Balor. All right, so rewind. Let's go back to SummerSlam. He wins the Universal Championship.
Yes.
Let's say he Seth Rollins.
I'm going to laugh at this the rest of the day. The New Japan. Can you show this?
Just cover up the last guys there.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Put my thumb over it. So right here, I can't stop laughing about it. So here's the ceiling that's WWE. Here's Dean's potential.
Yeah.
Here's Bray's potential. And you're saying this is all the untapped potential of yes! Bray. And I go, he's going to New Japan. So inside the untapped potential, you write New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yes! This is what it's going to foster. Okay.
So I'm going to be laughing about that rest episode. I'm sorry.
Finn Balor. Rewind. Let's go back to SummerSlam.
Yes.
What was the path there?
Through Roman Reigns.
You think Roman Reigns beats him?
No, I said you asked what was the path of Finn to get SummerSlam last year. It's through Roman Reigns. That's what
no,
I said.
This past year. No, yeah, it was.
Yeah, what are you asking then?
He wins at SummerSlam. He doesn't get injured.
What was going to be?
What was going to happen? Would he be a former Universal Champion?
Well, I think when he got hurt, the rumors popping up that his first feud was going to be against Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm. He would have won. He would have ran through that feud.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
And then I don't know.
You think it all depends on Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Had Goldberg not signed on for additional matches, but he did. So we're saying that if Goldberg still happened, Vince would have switched it up and said,
"Yeah,
all right."
Yeah.
How would they have taken that title off of Finn Balor? Just a straight up loss to Brock Lesnar? When did Brock Lesnar beat?
No. They would have to be a transitional champion to get the belt from Finn.
Goldberg beat Owens. So Goldberg would have had to have beat Finn.
But I don't think they would have done that. They would have had a transitional champ.
Named Kevin Owens.
Probably.
Maybe. Huh. Good point. So Finn Balor, let me ask you this. Finn Balor. Because I think you're right. I think had Finn Balor stayed healthy, he would now be a former Universal Champion who ate a loss to Kevin Owens, probably a shady loss, but a loss nonetheless. And the ballyhoo over the Universal title scene, now that it's on a prestigious guy like Brock Lesnar, would that have made Finn Balor less of a... Would that have tarnished him at all as opposed to being the first Universal Champion who never lost it where he is now?
It would depend on the quality of the feud that he had while champion.
Yeah.
And the quality of his opponents. Like
they really seem to be high on Finn, though. Seem to be high on him.
I know. But the fact that he did have to give up the belt and things played out how they did, it makes his claim to the belt probably more legitimate than anybody else on Raw.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree.
Hence
with that.
Why he's so high on this list.
I really just want to fast forward past Brock Lesnar, to be honest with you. Past Brock, past Roman.
Because it seems like an inevitability.
I know. That's the problem.
And we have to sit here for a year and wait for that to play itself out before we can maybe get to something interesting.
I mean, hopefully we just have good stories in the meantime. I mean, all of it's made up for like good stories. But you want to see your guys, you know.
Succeed,
like,
I know.
Yeah, succeed, exactly. So Finn Balor, like you said, he has probably the most legitimate claim to being Universal Champion. He lost to Roman Reigns clean this week and injured Roman Reigns. So him fighting Brock Lesnar is completely not believable at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's horrible.
Did you mention the one-armed Roman Reigns?
Yeah, an injured one-armed Roman Reigns. So maybe he would be less tarnished than he is now. I don't know.
I don't know either.
How likely is it that he will take it from Brock Lesnar?
What do you have for Bobby Roode? 0.001%.
You would give him the same as Bobby Roode?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to have Finn Balor take the belt off Lesnar.
You have Seth at 2%?
Yeah.
I think there's a 2%. I think there's a 1% chance for Finn Balor. I think he has half the chance that Seth Rollins does. Of taking the belt off of Brock Lesnar.
Actually, I'm going to say 0.1% because at the end of this, I want to see how close I am to all my percentages ending up to 100%.
Do you really think you're going to be able to figure out anything with this?
No, but I'm going to do it nonetheless.
All right, Larson.
Number one.
Number one!
One.
This is the man who should absolutely 125% take that title off of Brock Lesnar, and his name is the artist Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
The king of strong style.
Let's get this out of the way, because a lot of people watching this are probably saying, But he's on SmackDown.
But he's on SmackDown.
Here's the thing. It's easy.
He's red.
He wins the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
He says, I want the Universal title. I want to face Brock Lesnar. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, I know.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go. There you go.
Done. Problem solved.
Done. Problem solved.
Lay out the case for Shinsuke. Top striker in all WWE.
Absolutely.
They have wrestled before in New Japan 2006.
Yeah, but it was before Shinsuke was really Shinsuke.
He was before he was the King of Strong Style.
Yeah. He was like basically, well, he's 6 years removed from being a young lion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we both kind of feel that they've mishandled Shinsuke's arrival to the main roster.
After Backlash, that'll
yeah,
be
but,
a
Yeah, but despite the fact that how they've kind of mishandled things somewhat, he's still being treated like a top star.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Give him almost a year of build.
Mm-hmm.
Have him win the Rumble. Huge pop.
Massive.
Have him challenge Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Massive pop.
Huge.
Have him beat Lesnar. Main event of WrestleMania 34. I mean, it's I would lose my mind.
He would have...
It would be so awesome.
He would have like a very bizarre, unique combination of underdog who everybody's rooting for, but also mysterious alien man.
Well, I guess
who everybody's attracted to.
He would be somehow an underdog, but completely believable.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. He's like, I mean, honestly, he's like Aleister Black. I see so many parallels between these two. He's like Aleister Black, but established.
And a couple inches taller.
And taller and more believable in that respect.
And with a wealth of experience.
With a wealth of experience. He's fought Brock before.
Mm-hmm.
And these days, they're not afraid to bring up New Japan. So they can even say, these two have met in New Japan because I think Brock was the heavyweight champion in New Japan at the time. Or
it was around the time he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
I think it was too. This makes all the sense in the world. And they are like, look, the fact that he came in and they waited like 2 months to actually have him in a match, 6 weeks, whatever it's been.
Pretty much 2 months. It confuses me to no end.
Yeah. But I really think that's their way of saying this guy is huge.
He's important. His first match will only be on pay-per-view.
Exactly. It will be the most transcendent experience ever. So, yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura. How likely is it that he's going to take the title off of Brock? Let me ask you this. Okay. Is it more likely than Seth Rollins?
Based on my percentages, I have to say no.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I was going to say about 0.45%.
Okay. But take all the percentages out. Is there any chance they would do this?
I would think.
I always go with what's the most obvious route, and that's what they're going to do, and Shinsuke's not the most obvious route. But given the fact that they have him, like we've heard from multiple places, they consider him in the Cena role at this point.
Yeah, and by that token, despite the fact that he's on SmackDown, I would think if you're looking at the match to headline WrestleMania 34, that's potentially the largest money match, then you have to consider Shinsuke.
Because
even already a month and a half on the main roster, he's being treated by WWE as a huge star, and he's being received by the audience as a huge star.
Mm-hmm,
and that will only build over the months ahead. So if you're looking at it strictly from a financial perspective, you have to think that Shinsuke is on par with Roman in terms of being a draw potentially by the time WrestleMania rolls around and being the man to get that Universal title off Lesnar.
Yeah, I think Shinsuke Nakamura is a singular talent. I think he's equal parts Finn, Undertaker, Cena. I mean, I think he's everything. Now, that's my opinion. A lot of you people out there might not share it. And I don't necessarily... I'll put it this way. I would be surprised. I mean, the least likely person I'd be surprised at facing Brock Lesnar at Mania next year is Roman Reigns, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I would not necessarily be surprised if it was Seth Rollins. I would definitely be surprised if it was Aleister Black.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be surprised if it was Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if it was Jeff Hardy. That would surprise me. Because it's Mania.
I know. But Jeff Hardy was huge.
I know,
a huge star.
That was a while ago. We'll differ on that. I'd be definitely very surprised if it was Bobby Roode. Braun Strowman, actually, it's Mania. SummerSlam doesn't surprise me for Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
WrestleMania kind of would.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Bray Wyatt.
I wouldn't be surprised at Bray Wyatt necessarily. I would not be surprised if it was Finn Balor. I would be not surprised if I would not be surprised if I saw a tweet from Dave Meltzer that said Vince is eyeing Shinsuke versus Brock at WrestleMania. That tweet would make sense to me.
Yeah.
So I could see this happening. I could see this happening, to be honest with you, over Seth Rollins. Because I think Seth Rollins is like their highest profile utility player now.
Yeah.
And that's not to say jobber, of course, because he beat Triple H.
No.
But it's to say, hey, this guy is a foundational guy. We can put him in any role, and we know that that's going to be a money. That's going to be money right there. Shinsuke is
no, I would consider him as the second option.
Yeah.
At least in WWE's mind, behind Reigns.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Here, sign your name.
What are the odds that Shinsuke wins the world title 100%? What's all the percent?
What's all the percent?
I think 100.
Over 100?
I think it's 100.
What's 110%?
It's 10% more than 100.
Yeah, I know, but how is that even possible? If 100% is all, then you add 10% to that. How is that even possible?
Infinite percent.
Yeah. Sign your name to the notes.
What is this?
That's my signature.
It looks like an 8 and M.
Yeah. Anyways, let us know what you guys think in the comments. That's it for Count Out today. Tomorrow, what are we doing tomorrow? Have we decided as of
now?
No,
I'm going to work on that right now.
All right, cool. All right, that's it for now. Until next time, talk to you guys later.
Bye.